Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Live from the USA RV Resort Studio. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Don't be fooled. And also, don't bother checking your lottery tickets. Nothing. Nothing less. $1.3 billion is the new jackpot.
So what are we up to in terms of biggest prize?
Oh, not even close. I mean, I'd have to do some research. I remember one a couple of years ago, and geez. I want to say it got to two. It got to two with, like, almost, like, it was almost a $1 billion cash option, which, you know, to me is where it hits a billion. I don't care what the big number is. I care about, you know, the part that you keep, like, all at once. So right now, that's at something like, I think, $600 million. I'd have to double check. But yeah, 1.3 is the big number if you wanted to do a 20-year annuity, which no human has, to my knowledge,
pretty sure
ever
people
done.
Have.
But for a what? For the monster?
I think.
Oh, Lord.
Because you do get more money.
No, you get twice as much money.
Yeah.
Like, twice as much. And at that number, like, every year, you're going to get some giant payout.
And honestly, based on how people blow their savings and their lottery earnings, like, instantly.
That's true.
You should definitely not take the lump sum.
Because everyone's, the idea is that the lump sum is like, well, I can invest it and get more money. But will you, though?
You don't. Yeah, you
but,
definitely
but will
don't.
Will you, though? Because I know, you know, I'm more
you
likely.
You start splashing
I'm,
the cash.
Yeah, exactly.
Calling up some friends. And
there's always a lot of question about whether, there's all kinds of juju people apply. Do you think it matters where you buy the ticket? Like, where the location of the ticket?
See, I want to say no. But I think that might play into it. Now, the problem for us is we're in the state of Texas, and we don't actually have that many jackpot winners, do we?
No one ever wins.
I mean, I feel
Texas.
Like we looked it up once, and it was...
It's all California.
Yeah, it's California. New York wins a lot of lotteries.
For some reason, we never get... We just never get that win. I don't know why. But that said... Lucky Rudy's.
Oh, Indiana's the state with the most Powerball jackpots.
No, it's not.
39 since the game's inception in 1992.
I'm sorry, 39? How do you explain that?
Missouri, 31. Minnesota, 22. Pennsylvania, 20.
How do you explain
Wisconsin,
that?
Wisconsin, 19.
Like, I was all in when it was like, hey, man.
California's only had 14 wins.
California's like, what a rethink. That's crazy because, like, you would think large populations of people buying tickets, that's going to give you an edge.
Oh, but see, California's only been in the game since 2013.
Oh, okay, well.
Some states have been in since it all started.
Who cares about since it's all started when they were, like, the little babies? Now, I'm talking modern era. Modern era Powerball. So, I would say that changes it quite a lot. Are you right? Does Texas never get a W? Have we ever gotten a Powerball?
Well, I was looking up California, too, because I remembered California being a major player. It's because they won the biggins.
Yeah.
The 2.4 billion or 0.4
right,
billion.
Right, right.
That was November 8th, 2022, California. And the 1.765 billion,
jeez,
also Cali, October 11th, 23.
$4 billion. Just there.
What if we won? Occasionally I see, like, hey, I won $1 million, and then I megaplied.
I think,
and now I've won two.
Honest to God, I think that is the cap. I think the best we have ever done in the state of Texas is maybe got five. Maybe someone got five. Maybe, you know, and then megaplied. So they got a, you know,
see, and I always think nice that that's the
payday.
Sucker's bet.
I've always said it's the sucker's bet. It's the sucker's bet until you hit five. Then it's a real smart play. Then genius.
Okay, $40 million jackpot in 2013.
Hey.
A player in Bells.
All right, it's not bad.
That was the state's first ever Powerball jackpot winning
okay.
ticket.
All right, well, you can look at it two different ways. It's like it's either never going to happen or it's time for the first. So, you know, gamble accordingly, y'all.
Oh,
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Thank y'all for being here today.
I will have you know there were $10 million winning tickets sold in California, Florida, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, and two in New Jersey.
That's
plus
great.
New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And we get the one Well, the one.
So starter jackpot? Yeah,
that's what you call it. That's the term, starter jackpot.
That's where it starts.
Starter jackpot. Yeah.
And then I think they credited us with another one, but really the AI on the Google search tells me that Texans regularly win the $1 to $2 million tier.
The secondary.
Hey, you didn't win, so here are your secondary options.
Wow, even Google feels sorry
and
for
also
us.
And also says we've had other six-figure jackpots.
No one cares about that.
But some states have participated forever, and they've never won anything. Like, there are four, and the Virgin Islands have never had a winner. So.
Of course the Virgin Islands haven't had a win. Why do we suck so? Why are we so weak in the lottery game? Anyway, all right.
In a bit of good news, four-day work week.
Yes.
What if it could be like this all the time? Maybe it can. I'll give you the details next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I feel like the tides are turning on this because back in the day, when I used to see these stories on the four-day work week, most people were against them.
Yeah.
Now, 69% of workers say they feel they could be just as productive in 4 days.
That's a lot of people. So we've all decided
this was a fairly large study.
Wow. Okay.
What do we do with that information? I don't know.
Ask your boss.
I guess I'll peruse this article, see if there's anything else. But before that, I want to talk about this Netflix Houses thing. Have you heard of the concept?
A little bit.
So there's one opening in Dallas.
Oh, gross.
Also,
that's all you need to know.
Philadelphia, but Dallas is much closer. Mm. So Netflix Houses, they're free-to-enter spaces that have themed attractions, shops, and then merch and things inspired by popular shows with ticketed experiences like a Wednesday carnival, a One Piece treasure hunt, a Stranger Things and Squid Game adventure.
So, like, you go to this and you pay tickets.
There are restaurants.
And then you amp up your Netflix experience by watching it with people.
I guess, or if you're a mega fan. No. It's not. You're not watching. You're not watching the show.
It has nothing to do with watching the content.
Wherever you are, it's inspired by the show.
Got it.
So, like, you'd be at this carnival that's featuring the characters from Wednesday or the gothic atmosphere of the show, and then Squid Game.
Yeah, murders for fun.
That's what that adventure's about. Yeah. I guess
survival.
Always the adventure.
Yeah, that.
But they also have VR games. Challenges, like they could be physical challenges. There's one that has mini golf. They do have screening theaters for fan events, so they don't say like they'll always be running the show or anything, but I guess they'll have scheduled screenings maybe with cast members and things.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
I don't know. This is just
right.
Exciting because remember when people were doing those pop-ups, like there was the Willy Wonka one overseas and then a real sad Bluey one.
About the horrible one.
Yeah. Where people like pay a lot of money and then they show up and it's in like a warehouse.
You get completely scammed. Yeah,
there's like a lollipop tree, and
you know that's not gonna happen.
No, because this is Netflix.
They're going to care about this and put money into this.
Yes, and the one in Dallas opens at the Dallas Galleria on December 11th. So if you're looking for something to do for the holidays,
I guess we're starting with Stranger Things based on that, and that's probably a good bet. Look, man, I mean, of course they want to get into essentially not a theater, but something theater-like because, you know, this is the next evolution of Netflix running literally everything.
It's not theaters. It's events. Yeah,
crazy.
And they do have other cities on the horizon. So I guess fingers crossed
one day
to Houston someday soon. In other news, there was this woman who went viral on TikTok for an experience she had getting a Brazilian wax. Now, it wasn't like her first time or something went wrong.
Right.
It was the esthetician was wearing Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses.
Why? Wait, hold on.
Now
to what end?
The woman asks, she's like, hey, I don't feel very comfortable with this.
Yes.
What's happening? And she's told that they're prescription lenses. She's like, I'm not recording.
Because
the light wasn't on.
Right. I've seen a few people that have these.
But it freaked this lady out, and I think rightfully so.
Absolutely rightfully
so. So she goes online, and she's like, hey, what should I do about this? Like, I mentioned I was uncomfortable. The woman did not take them off. Like, what? what happens. It was a chain, so she escalated it. You know, she went to customer service, and
you
then
can't wear those. You can't wear them.
People said she should contact a lawyer.
I don't try. If there's a look, I get it. I get the idea.
It's a very private situation.
Honestly, it freaks me out anytime I see someone with those for that exact reason. It's, I know there's a light that comes on.
Yeah,
or
but
whatever,
there are all
whatever.
Those videos about how you can disable it.
That's what
or
I mean.
Hide it.
Do I know you're not recording this? No. And I'm reminded that you have the ability. Like, no. And especially in a situation like that. Hell no.
Yeah, I hate that.
Hell no.
But I do love the idea that maybe one day soon, you could have a four-day work week.
Sure.
Only 29% of people say that they would not be able to do their job
if they
just worked 32 hours.
Just like winning the lottery, guys. Just like you can dream about it all day long. Like, I mean, really, your boss is who you need to ask, and
well, that's
it.
It was baby boomers who are the holdouts.
Oh, well, yeah. Who are the bosses? Who are the employers?
48% of baby boomers.
Right.
Now support the idea of switching. So even they are starting to come over.
To
the dark side.
Again, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. It's just not ever going to happen because I don't think your company is going to just give up a day.
No.
They're not going to. It's like, oh, could you be more productive in 4 days? Yeah. They're just going to make you do that and then work a fifth
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
All right.
You'll have so much extra work that you'll need this day.
Yeah, you'll need a bleed over
during
day.
During other days, or no. You'll be working longer or on the weekends.
I've yet to see one person say, hey, we voluntarily switched. My boss just gave us a 3-day weekend every week. Yet
but the
to
only
see
thing
it.
To consider is I don't think if this ever came to pass, it would be everybody would have the same day.
Yeah,
it would be like a staggered schedule, so you wouldn't necessarily have the good day off.
You would.
You might have like the Tuesday off,
which is not the same. You're thinking they all come 1, 2, 3, but you're right.
Those long weekends
as a random middle day is what they're going to give you because the business still has to stay
open, yeah,
right?
And operational.
Yeah. So, like I said, buy a Powerball ticket. Same odds. Same odds.
Then you don't have to work at all. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Okay, kind of like the 4-day work week. They don't want you to have it.
No one wants you to have, yeah.
They don't want you to win Money Minute either.
Who's they?
Not us. No, we're on your side, okay? Which is why we give you a free answer every day before we play the quiz at 8:30.
Yes, correct.
We want you to win $100.
We do, and hopefully this helps.
Yeah, you just have to answer 10 trivia questions
right.
in 60 seconds.
Right.
Get them all right, you win the cash.
Well,
only now, you only have to get 9 because one of your answers today is hypotenuse.
It's funny. You know what? That's actually a very generous freebie.
It is.
That seems like a really, really generous. Yeah,
right?
You're really trying to help them out.
It's strategic knowledge acquisition.
Now, none of this matters if you have not signed up.
Do what you need to do.
Yeah. Jump online. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Then tattoo it on your arm.
Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
Can I hijack the show for just a sec?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
This is Katie's Conspiracy Corner on Frito and Katie.
Okay.
I love a good conspiracy theory.
Yes, you do.
What if up is down, left is right? Boy bands play instruments. No, I'm wondering if anyone has noticed this out in the wild because this is becoming like a common occurrence and I don't understand it. But Diet Coke is being phased out. In favor of Coke Zero.
What do you mean phased out?
I mean, I have gone to several restaurants now where when I go to order a Diet Coke, they ask me, not if Pepsi's okay, which the answer is always no. Is Coke Zero okay? That's all we have. We just have Coke Zero. So like they've removed Diet Coke. We went to QT to get like an actual ream, like a 12 case of Diet Coke. They didn't have any.
They didn't stock.
We had to go to another
Diet
gas
Coke.
Station.
They didn't stock Diet Coke at all.
They did not have Diet Coke.
But they had Coke Zero.
But I think they had Coke Zero. I was in a blind rage at that point.
This
and then I just exited the store
you.
In a huff.
This is a problem
well,
for you.
Well, it is. I'm wondering, is Coke Zero all that popular? Like, do people like Coke Zero? Because I know that the people that like Diet Coke, like me, are Diet Coke fanatics. Like, Diet Coke courses through my veins. I drink an unhealthy amount.
Wow.
Of Diet Coke.
Do you? So,
but is anyone that loyal to Coke Zero? Or is it just like the other option? And sometimes it's okay. Maybe that's why you do it.
maybe there are more Diet Coke people out there that have noticed.
Because Diet Coke has that like phase out. Distinct flavor, and Coke Zero is just a lesser Coke.
Yeah, I've never once, I don't think I've even had a Coke Zero. Are there people that are really passionate about, like, to the point where you need that much more Coke Zero? I'm like, okay, Diet Coke is old and busted.
You think that's the good idea? I don't get it. Look, I don't get it.
Weigh in on this for a bit. 713-881-5500. We're going to test how this is happening in real life coming up next. Frito and Katie, the bull.
This is Katie's Conspiracy Corner on Frito and Katie.
Question about whether or not Diet Coke is being, in fact, phased out.
All I could find, someone sent an article, and it was like in 2021, there was this idea that it was a big rebrand and people didn't like the word diet anymore.
Yeah, that was somehow triggering.
They were just going to let Coke Zero be the main diet drink for the brand.
So it's...
But that's all I got.
But people love Diet Coke.
Yes,
and
vocally.
Now you can't necessarily find it. Like you said, is Coke Zero okay becomes the new thing that people say. You walk into a like just a standard store, you can't even find the Diet Coke to buy.
There's no guarantee.
How? Why? We also asked, like, is Coke Zero, like, are we missing something? Like, is it that much? This person texts in, I was dating someone who introduced me to Coke Zero. Never look back, and you shouldn't either. Make the switch. Have you tried a Coke Zero before? Like, have you tried
me?
One? Yeah.
Yes.
And it, that much different. Never going.
Diet Coke has its own flavor. I think that therein lies the problem. Maybe it's easier to sell someone on a Coke Zero than it is a Diet Coke if they're not a Diet Coke fan.
This is the only part about the conspiracy corner that worries me. People seem fairly triggered about this. Diet Coke is being phased out. This isn't just a drink. It's my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They phase it out. I'll be hoarding cans like it's the apocalypse. I'd start now, honestly. If I were you, I'd get after it. Because it seems like they are becoming harder and harder to find. This person texts in, if true, this hits me harder than my first breakup. What am I supposed to switch to? Tap water? Not today. Hashtag safe or aspartame. Is that, wasn't there, speaking, wasn't there a thing like aspartame was somehow responsible for literally all of the world's problems? Like,
probably,
that,
but that's not Diet Coke's fault. There's aspartame in Coke Zero too, I believe. It just also has something else.
That's just how you sweeten things. This would be like the world running out of puppy videos. Impossible and too grim to imagine.
See, that's what I want to believe.
Too grim. Imagine it. Look around. See for yourself. Houston, I have a problem. Coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Bethany, here you and your man are in the midst of a fight.
Yeah, you could say that. It's yeah, thanks for having me on. I just feel like it's gone on for way too long.
The relationship or?
No.
I'm laughing at that. That's horrible.
No, the fight. It's just extremely aggravating.
Okay, well, how long are we talking here?
Oh, gosh, it's been going on maybe 8 years now.
I'm sorry, I think you might have cut out or I didn't hear right. I could have sworn you said 8 years? Years?
Yes, yeah, I did. I said 8 years, yeah. We've had it going off and on for that long, yep.
What?
Wow, okay, oh. Yeah, that would be extremely aggravating.
Can we ask what on earth would be such a massive deal that you could keep up the argument for almost a decade?
Yeah. No, that's not, it's not a massive deal at all. It's like, this is a thing. This is our thing.
What is?
How do you dry a bath mat? How do you dry one?
How do you dry
it? Is this a riddle?
I
the dryer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, what? No, not a riddle. Okay, that's worse than Jeremy's idea. After a shower, how do you dry a bath mat?
Okay, obviously there's a correct answer here, so I'm just going to put it right on you. How do you dry a bath mat?
You hang it over the side of the bath.
And Jeremy, what's left? What else is there?
He just lets it sit there, wet.
Okay, really?
Yeah, okay.
Wait, hang on.
Right.
Really, really not trying to poke the bear here, because obviously this means a lot to you.
Because
but
8 years.
Doesn't
yeah.
it? I mean, it does dry itself. Yes?
No. No. What? No. No. You don't just leave a sopping wet towel on the ground. So why would you do that with a bath mat?
I mean,
you're ruining it.
Okay.
No, right. I don't know about you, but I'm not made of money.
Okay. I'm starting to get an idea about how this could be a contentious, yeah, long-term thing between the two,
yeah,
of you.
Me too.
But, you know, this feels like a good time to get Jeremy on the phone and let him explain himself, maybe.
That's not the point.
It's not?
This is about, well, you know what? Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Call him.
Okay.
Just don't expect too much.
This should be fun.
Like, all right, hang out. We're going to call Jeremy. That's coming up next on Frito and
Katie. I don't regret it.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Jeremy and Bethany, they have been fighting
for eight years
about how you dry a bath mat.
8 years.
I feel really bad that I put it in the dryer now. I meant after you wash it. I don't know. She's hanging it up every... You know what? Let's just get Jeremy on the phone.
I was about to be like, why would you need to... Yes, let's just...
I think
yes,
we got him.
Yes.
Hey, Jeremy, are you there? Jeremy?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, Jeremy, we talked to your girl, Bethany, mm-hmm, and she was filling us in on this little argument, you know, that's been going on for 8 years.
Oh, yeah. Did she call you for the bath mat thing where she hangs the...
like there could be anything else.
It sounds like y'all have had this discussion before. I can't imagine where.
Yeah. It's insane. Yes or no? Like, who hangs up the bath mat every shower? Not just like periodically, oh, we had a real wet one today. No. It's just every time, every shower. So, and I find it a waste of time, and I hate putting it back on the bottom.
Okay. When you've got a sad, flat bath mat, don't come complaining to me, okay? Like, hanging it up gives it time to get all fluffy again, allows the air to get underneath. I don't understand why it's so hard for you.
You can see it here. So you can just dry off in the shower like a human being. And then before you step onto the thing, then you wouldn't need to hang it up. It wouldn't be like as wet or barely wet.
Okay, all right.
Not that we're not loving this back and forth.
Like, obviously, you have not been able to get on the same page on this for a long time. What are we hoping to get out of this today? Like, do you really just want people to weigh in and see who's like slightly more right on this?
No, because I'm right. I don't care what all the other lazy people out there have to say. It's funny, like the whole point of this email, me reaching out, I just wanted to see if my boyfriend and I were alone on having like the one argument that you always fall back into. Okay. Like, it's not serious, but it's totally serious. You know what I mean?
How many times does this come up for y'all?
Oh, minimum once a month. If I can go 30 days, it's a nice break. But I'd say bi-monthly.
But that's normal.
Bored on a Saturday.
Every couple has that thing that they fight about. I mean, or is it? Are we totally insane?
No. I think I know what you mean. Anytime I make Italian food, I am not so subtly reminded by my husband of the one time
I made an Alfredo lasagna
roll-up thing that did not contain any meat.
Okay.
Like, I slapped his mom.
See? I told you, people have these.
Hey, I mean, if I wasn't, I want to make clear, I wasn't like questioning our relationship or anything, but I guess we'll find out. I don't know.
I am very relieved to hear you say that. Yes, let's see if we can't get a few more of these guys. Look, hang on the line.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. So do you have one of these, like the tried and true, the fight you always go back to?
The one that never, ever ends.
Maybe it's not serious. Maybe it is serious. I mean, I don't know.
Or is that highly unusual? Is it? Call us, 713-881-5500. We'll see what you guys have.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, talking about weird arguments or
yeah,
maybe weird to other people, but for whatever reason, between you and your spouse or your significant other, there's like the one argument you keep coming back to. Doesn't matter how long it's been going on.
But it can go, as we have heard,
8 years.
A long time. Frito and Katie, good morning. What's your argument?
I am not twisting the caps all the way back on.
like what are we talking about? Anything, everything?
Anything and everything. Anything from sodas to peanut butter to the pickles, anything. My husband will not twist the cap all the way back on. It's like just halfway loosely twisted. And then whenever he remembers, he'll twist it on so tight that I can't undo it. He's like, and then he'll make a point and laugh. And be like, haha, I twisted it on all the way.
Like, that's why I don't do it.
Okay, all right.
But the problem is, if you just kind of haphazardly set them and then you pick it up and you don't have a good grasp on it.
Disastrous.
It breaks. Is it like a glass peanut butter jar? Now it's all over the floor.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yes. And we've been together for over 30 years. I have not been able to fix it.
You've been fighting over this for 30 years. 30 decades.
Yes. So it's one of those.
And it comes up anytime you have to open a container. So I guess you just don't. Just eat out all the time.
It's not even an argument anymore. It's like, seriously?
Wow. Thank you so much for the call. Frito and Katie, good morning. What's your argument?
I had that same argument with my kids, and my solution was I took the towel, the mat, out of the bathroom to where one of them slipped, and now they want it back.
You took the mat out, let one of them injure themselves, and now
argument's over. They didn't injure themselves. Okay. They just slipped.
Just slipped. No big deal. Now,
oh, no.
Would you suggest this to, I guess, you know what? She could do this. Just wait until her husband just bails, you know, wipes out completely, and then see. Like, because his bath mat privileges have been revoked.
Or she should just take it and only put it back when she's taking a bath or a shower.
Put it behind a lock. Get a little punch key lock for like the closet.
This is my bath mat.
This is where my bath mat lives, not yours, mine. Don't you dare. Don't you dare let me catch you.
I'm just saying, you learn from your mistakes. Once you slip, you don't want that mat there so that you won't slip. Because everybody, when they're taking a shower, sometimes the water gets on the floor.
True.
You know, after 8 years, I modern problems require a modern solution, and I think you might have tapped into it. Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. What's your argument?
Okay. So, first of all, I don't know that I would call it an argument so much as bickering about the same thing.
Bickering counts. Absolutely.
I mean, I do agree. My husband cannot, for the life of him, close a cabinet when he gets out of it. Nor can he throw, like, he'll dry his hands after washing them with a paper towel, and he'll leave the crumpled up paper towel all over the place. And his defense is that, well, it's clean. It's not trash. No.
You use it again.
Absolutely not. And, like, leaving cabinets open. Well, I'm going to get back in them again.
So he just leaves it open?
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm...
Yeah, because one day you will need to get back in there. One day, I mean, you know.
Listen, but we were given thumbs for a reason, Frito. They function so that you can use them. But yes, I completely understand where they're coming from.
Okay. How many years has this been a bickering opportunity?
Oh, like 15. It's ridiculous.
Good Lord.
Yeah, And I understand where she's coming from in terms of her passion, because it's one of those things that, like, it's so petty, but, like, it grates on your nerves because it just continues to happen. They don't listen.
Yeah.
I say they.
We will not concede.
You're right. They will not.
I like that you said bickering, not an argument, because an argument implies they have a valid point. They don't.
Arguing can lead to much more substantial, like, distance between each other. That's just something that,
these
like,
are, yes,
you
these
both
are bickering moments. Squabbling. Yes, bickering.
Yeah, you both stand so strong on the hill you choose to die on
But it doesn't keep you from, you know, cuddling at night.
Yeah. Or you don't want to die on a hill alone.
You don't. Yeah, you know? Yes, I mean, exactly. You, that's a problem.
I want the hills to be close together.
I'm training my child to stand on the hill with me at least.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you do. You win over the next generation, you know, because the first one is lost to time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. If you want to weigh in, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. So in Houston, I have a problem today. We talked to Jeremy and Bethany, who have been fighting for 8 years over how to dry a bath mat.
Yeah, that sounded very extreme.
Very extreme.
Until we talk to other people.
That is in no way extreme. 8 years is just getting started.
No. Yeah, that's nothing. So what is that one argument you and your significant other always come back to? It's silly. It's stupid. But neither of you will concede.
Frito and Katie, what's your argument?
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Love you.
I want to say towards the end, she had said, you know, are we insane? And I don't think they are. I think she is.
Tread carefully, my man.
No, speak your piece. Let him speak his piece.
So I think it sounds to me like the bath mat is a huge ordeal to her. And to him, it doesn't seem like a big deal. It just seems like he doesn't see the point in hanging it over the bathtub. So my kind of thing here is, why is she making a big deal? Why is she not just doing it on her own?
Well, she does it when she obviously showers, but she doesn't come after him, I guess. And
I think
hang
that's
it up.
The thing. She doesn't feel the need to go after him.
Or maybe it's like he showers in the morning. Perhaps she's already left for work.
And then it's been
and now she doesn't have a fluffy bath
there
mat.
All day.
She just wants a fluffy bath mat. And counterpoint, yeah. If it doesn't matter to him, why can't he just hang the damn thing over the bath to placate his woman?
I think that is a good question. Why not just cave?
You know, and I guess if they are going to butt heads on this and never find, you know, a happy medium, why don't they just get one of the self-drying bath mats?
Like a bamboo bath mat or something, right?
Yeah.
Or those
like
stones.
Raise
they
it
just
up.
Just dry.
Just kind of just does its thing.
You know,
and yeah. No problem.
Yeah, and then that gets rid of that whole argument. Neither one of them has to do anything.
But maybe they need it. You know, maybe they both they live for
it.
They love it.
You need it to bring the spice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
It's possible. Look, again, 8 years. It's not, you're
if you get them the bamboo bath mat, what happens?
Than most relationships at this point.
You know, I can say at least we know they're a happy couple, because if they're able to fight over this for 8 years and still, you know, so at least they're doing good.
That's an absolute testament, and we should salute them. Have a great day, man.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, I love finding out about new college courses. This is an offering from the New School in Manhattan.
Okay.
Which is a 4-year private university. Where it notes the $60,240 tuition doesn't cover housing.
How much?
Over $60,000.
Oh.
Students at their Eugene Lang College of Liberal Arts can learn how to steal.
As a course?
It's a sociology seminar. I'll give you the details here. Sounds a bit ridiculous, but also ridiculous. What happened to Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Oh,
he is no longer The Rock.
This is a big discussion.
He is being called The Pebble.
Yeah, so I guess it was some fashion thing he was at where he looks like
No, it was his movie premiere.
Oh, that was the movie Smashing Machine?
Venice Film Festival.
So I don't know. Some people have said, like, hey, he's just wearing a baggy shirt. Dude, he looks like he's lost about 75 pounds.
I think he's
pounds.
Wearing one of his own suits.
I think it's...
So, yes, it is baggy because he is half the man he once was.
Now, he is in his mid-50s. And, yes, he had to bulk up a lot for that role. When he's doing, like, the wrestling thing, he's usually very, very large. So maybe if he's not doing all of those things, he just lets it naturally go back to where your physique should probably be.
Does he?
He doesn't seem like the type.
He's not really a guy that ever... goes away.
Yeah.
And he's kind of been jacked for
25, decades? 30 years. You're correct. You're correct. He's been, he hadn't been Skinny Rock since a long, 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 long time ago.
So yeah, it's a little bit jarring.
I mean, it's, you check the pictures out, and there's other pictures, I guess, that show him in like a suit or whatever. He's still, he just looks like he's lost.
See,
some,
that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking
look
at
like
the
a
suit.
Monster anymore. Like, that's the thing. Is that what's the way you, he used to look like a walking muscle. Now he looks,
he kind of like fits in with the crowd.
Yeah.
Which
just
is
like normal
weird.
Guy rock, which is not the rock I know, not my rock.
But you can see it in his face.
Yeah, it's very much
right?
so. That's where I look. If I like look in the face, if the face looks different, oh, they've been losing weight.
I got distracted. I wanted to talk about the premiere because he got a 15-minute standing ovation.
Did he? I mean, I've heard it's very good.
He
like
cried.
Everyone's been hyped. Of course he did. When's the last time he got it? He this,
15 minutes?
This is
never.
His dream.
I've seen his movies.
Yeah,
never.
This is his dream, is to be in a serious acting role doing serious things that people talk about.
There's Oscar buzz.
There is, legitimately. Because it's a, you know, and he wouldn't know how to play. He
like Adam
know how
Sandler
to play
in Uncut Gems.
Yes, very similar to that. Sometimes the right role finds the right man. And he can win all the awards.
But actually, isn't it the same director from Uncut Gems?
I have no idea. I mean, if that's true, that guy, call that man. Sean William Scott, holler at your boy.
And then Mark Kerr, the fighter that he is portraying, was also there, also cried.
Oh, I love that.
So it might win a lot of awards.
Hey, man, we're going to find out.
In some other news, I don't know that this is a massive deal because a lot of things are banned in other parts of the world that are not banned in America.
Yeah.
But it is important to note gel nail polish is now banned in Europe.
Why?
This started yesterday. So it's TPO is the substance that they were looking at. Not even going to attempt that name.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's the substance that gives nails that ultra glossy sheen and then the very quick dry time when you're using UV or LED light.
Okay.
It was deemed toxic in the EU after some studies showed that it could cause fertility issues.
Right.
And might adversely affect reproductive health.
Right.
Now, the issue being it was mostly animal models and they didn't really have any strong data to suggest that the same was happening to humans.
Huh.
So it was more like in an abundance of caution.
Okay.
They have banned it.
Right.
But again, this is not uncommon for the EU. Like, right. They do this thing a lot.
Yeah.
But if you were interested in looking more into it, that's what that story is about.
Wow.
I know that is a very, very popular nail choice.
I mean, that's like that seems like that's going to limit a lot of people's routines.
Also,
but,
TPO
hey.
Is used in dental fillings.
What do you really
so
want
to
restrict?
So their ban only applies it to cosmetic ingredients.
Because do you really want to restrict the British on their teeth? Sorry, that was a cheap joke. I apologize.
And back to this college course on
yes.
how to steal.
Right.
So they say it's not about petty crime.
Mm.
The course catalog explains it's like an exploration of the politics, ethics, and aesthetics of theft.
Right.
In a world where, quote, accumulation is sacred, dispossession is routine, and the line between private property and public good is drawn in blood.
Oh, yeah.
It includes,
sounds great.
Field trips. So you're going to go to places where capital is hoarded and value is contested, like museums, banks, grocery stores.
Don't do this. Like, this is a bad, you don't want to, like, again, you just don't want to give people all that much information. Like, hey, is stealing bad? Yeah. Hey, do we understand that sometimes people get in desperate situations? Yes. You still don't want to teach them how to steal. Like, I don't care who you are. That is a bad, no.
They
what
say
bank is
they say
signing up
a,
to let them in?
They say it's a look at radical ethics.
Oh, right.
Is it possible to steal back what was already stolen?
Okay.
Like
all
your
right.
sense of right and wrong.
Right. Sure. Sure. Wonderful thought exercise.
And also, it's a 4-credit course, which means it is expensive. You want to talk about theft?
Yeah, they're stealing from you right
like,
now.
This is a $10,000 course.
Stealing from you.
And they're laughing all the way to the bank. A different one from the one you're going to. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Back at it again with Amy. Amy, how are we feeling today?
A little nervous.
A little nervous. Hey, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. We're just going to give you 10 questions. You are going to try to get them all right in 60 seconds. You can use passes to your advantage. Say pass. If you don't know the answer, we'll come back around to your passes at the end. Assuming we have time left on the clock, you just can't change answers once you give them. Does all that make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Katie, are we ready?
We are ready. What body part can't touch the ball in soccer unless you're the goalie?
The hands.
In what fictional Indiana town does the sci-fi series Stranger Things take place?
Pass.
What island lies south off the Australian mainland? It shares a name.
New Zealand?
What do you call the longest side of a right triangle?
Right triangle? Oh, hypotenuse, duh.
What is the name of the numeric system used by librarians?
Oh, the Dewey Decimal System.
What is Barbie's full name?
A pass.
What hairstyle says business in the front, party in the back?
Mullet.
Michael J. Fox famously began fighting and fundraising research for what disease?
The ALS?
1991. The Sentra, Altima, and Pathfinder are all car models made by?
Nissan?
A prune is a dried variety of what fruit?
Is it a date?
What fictional Indiana town does the sci-fi series Stranger Things take place?
Hawkins, Indiana?
Got it.
Nailed it at the buzzer. Damn. That's not bad at all. How did she do?
She did great.
Not great.
No, you didn't.
I missed one.
Many people do.
Because of Tanzania.
Many people do.
I knew it because I heard you be like, oh.
I completely heard it throw you. And that was the island south of Australia, which is
Tasmania.
Yeah.
But now on the rest, how did she fare?
Barbie's full name. We passed on that.
I don't know.
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
I knew the Millicent part. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's a weird one, but she says it a lot in these newer iterations.
Yeah, they're
I'm
her
not
shows
a,
and things. Yeah, you're probably not.
I'm not a Barbie girl. Yeah. I'm a sports girl.
Not a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
No,
what?
That is just fine.
Michael J. Fox. He's been fighting and fundraising for
Parkinson's.
Is it? Parkinson's. I was close.
Yeah, you were very close.
And a prune.
You said date. Plum, right?
It's a plum.
It's a plum. Yes.
Okay.
Amy, sign up again. You're
yeah, that's okay. Six. That's six.
You are within striking distance.
And all 10 we got to with time to go back. So, yeah, you're definitely among the upper echelon of our contestants.
TheBullHouston.com/ Frito, Katie, The Bull. Do we have a treat for you this week, y'all? You need something to take the kids to? What about Kids Bop Live?
Kids Bop Live. Certified bop.
Certified.
Can I tell you, I looked it up online because this is happening at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion this weekend, y'all. Sunday.
Yeah.
And early Sunday. So like.
Yeah, prime time.
Exactly. You still have Sunday night.
Yes.
To do whatever you got to do. Kids Bop Live with Snoop Dogg's Doggy Land.
What?
That's that show that he has now. The animated
one.
They
mashed it up into. All right.
I don't know what that means. I don't have any
evidence. No one would, Katie,
just
at this point. Just know.
Says that?
Just know. Yeah. Right there. It could be. That is one of the attractions. But how are we giving away? Well, you're going to find out because we're giving them away coming up next. Frito and Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Yes, Kids Bop Live in the Woodlands this Sunday. Would you like to go?
Yes, of course you would. Kids Bop, they're the ones that do the songs that you know and you love.
I love how you explain.
But
you're
then they change the lyrics.
Are you really explaining Kids Bop? Yes, you know, because some of the lyrics can be a little iffy.
Yeah.
Iffy. So these are perfectly acceptable. Toss it on a playlist and jam around with the kids.
I was thinking how we should get these away. And something that I listen to a lot, even still to this day, but especially when my kids were babies, the lullabies where they go in and they just take any song, any popular song.
Right.
And they turn them into instrumental lullabies.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some companies that do it phenomenally. Like, they'll sell CDs and things. But
it's genius.
I have heard everything be turned into these. Like, yesterday, was it the Gummy Bears? You remember the Gummy Bears, that show?
Yeah.
Gummy Bears.
Bouncing,
I heard that
here
as,
and there and everywhere.
As one of
as
these.
As a lullaby.
Yes, as a lullaby. As an instrumental lullaby. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like freaking out as I'm trying to put my kids to bed.
Wow. And the inspiration for a game was born.
Go yes. Bar light, bar bright, first bar.
What if we did that with honky tonk bangers?
Yeah, country songs aren't just for the dive bar jukebox.
No.
They make questionable lullabies too.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And we have got three of them. Each one of these songs, obviously, like a monster song, a monster country song. It's just going to sound like it's a lullaby.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah. So grab your boots and grab your blankie.
We're going to need title and artist. You're going to have to get two out of three right.
And if you do, you get a four pack.
A four pack.
To go to Kids Bop Certified Bop this weekend.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us and we'll get you on the phone next. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Tommy.
Tommy, welcome to Bar Lights, Bar Bright. An experiment that hopefully will result in you getting tickets to Kids Bop Live this Sunday.
Certified Bop.
Yeah, certified. Featuring Snoop Dogg and
Doggy Land.
Yeah, that all that. So basically the
whatever
way this works is we have taken some honky-tonk bangers. And we have turned them into lullabies. All you have to do is give us title and artist of two out of the three, and we send you to the show. Sound good?
Perfect.
All right.
That's cool.
And away we go with song number one.
Oh,
it's sinking in.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know?
What do you think, title and artist?
That is the goddess herself, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Yes, it is.
One for one. Now, song number two and for the win this morning. You sound like you've caught on to that one too. You got to guess?
Yeah. That's going to be Blake Shelton, God's Country.
Son
nailed
of a
it.
Biscuit. All right, dude.
Nailed it.
Do you want to try to go 3 for 3?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah. Let's do this. Ooh, that was hard.
I'm not hearing that. Sure.
Right, that recognition.
Yeah,
do you have any guesses?
Yeah, I'll play it one more time for you.
Okay, what do you think?
The queen of country music, Beyonce. I don't know the song.
No.
Close, but no cigar.
You know, we will save that one. We will save that one for tomorrow. Tommy, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
dude.
You still won your four pack of tickets. Certified Bop.
Nailed
this
it.
Sunday at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. Thanks to Live Nation.
Just absolutely crushed it. Hang on the line and we'll get you these tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Okay, the latest CEO's gone wild. Over the weekend, a Polish CEO was caught on video stealing an autographed hat from a child.
Wait,
at the
he
US
was
Open.
A, he was a CEO?
He was,
he
yeah.
was a CEO.
He had like a, it's like a paving company.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He learned the hard way, actions have consequences. Like, his company's already been tanked online.
Yeah, I mean,
people
they,
were leaving all these reviews about his actions.
Because you're the scumbag that stole a hat from a kid.
Well,
of course they're going to.
What if I told you that turns out this guy and his company actually sponsor Polish tennis?
Oh,
like
no.
Like, they are a sponsor.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
That's what... What's his name? Kamil Mizak? Is that his name, Kamil? He said it. He was like, hey, he's also a sponsor. So, it doesn't... it doesn't take away from what he did, because the kid was like, hey, mister, he was trying to get it.
Okay.
And then he was trying to get Camille's attention, right, to
right.
say, like, hey, this guy stole that hat that I think was intended for me.
Yeah.
But he was saying, the CEO, that he had also asked for an autograph for his sons, and he thought that's what was being fulfilled.
So he had put in a request, and he thought.
So it doesn't excuse it.
Oh,
but maybe it explains his headspace a little bit better.
I want to see some receipts.
Just saying.
Like, why wouldn't that? Why wouldn't you do something like that? And yeah, it is perfectly plausible that this dude who is a sponsor, who when you are a sponsor, they have all these cush things they give you, thought that this was one of his, like, goodie bag moments.
And he wasn't, like, a sponsor of the U.S. Open.
No, but he was
he's, like, supported Polish tennis.
He's a tennis guy.
Yeah.
So, like, why would you... Oh, that is...
I mean, and his first statement was terrible. He said, yes, I took it. Yes, I did it in a rush. But as always, first come, first served is life. Then he walked it all the way back. And it was a lot nicer. Said he would do better, work harder, and donate more money. Made a huge mistake.
He hit him with the gotta be quicker than that.
Camille already met with the kid. Gave him a bunch of goodies and another hat.
Sports are life. Just the best. Burning Man, I guess, wrapped up. I honestly, there was a lot to talk about with Burning Man. I didn't actually know the festival was going on. I thought this was just random Burning Man stories until someone died. They found someone murdered at Burning Man, just rolled up on the body. They don't know what happened to him, but they know he was murdered. They know it wasn't like, oh, he just died here. Because, like, it was obviously someone had killed this guy. And so now they're in a full-on investigation, which I don't know how you do if you're not familiar with Burning Man. This is the one they have in the middle of the stinking desert.
Well, weren't they having all kinds of weather problems?
Oh, I didn't. I don't know about the weather problems. That's the one thing I wasn't looking at.
Like, but the wind storms and stuff?
That
wasn't Burning Man?
I think it was. I mean,
because they were learning. They were losing art installations.
I do think I read something about like that it, I mean, because again, this is what happens when you have a festival in the desert. It's always a bad time. A couple of years ago, remember, it rained and then no one could leave, like, for days.
Yeah,
because whenever it rains out there, it turns to like a mud you can't even imagine. Like, people were walking out, like, P. Diddy was having to grab rides from random strangers. It was a whole
That's
thing
not good.
On the plus side, someone had a baby at Burning Man too. The cycle is reborn. For real. They had their baby at Burning Man. She says she had no idea she was even pregnant.
What?
Before going to the event. Then she went into labor and they had to borrow an RV. She did what she had to do.
Someone gave their RV.
That's
for
the way
this experience?
The way the Burning Man works, man. It's just it's one big community of burners. I'm gonna hope that it was not a. I'm gonna hope that is somehow not the case, and that it was at least your RV. But yeah. So the question is, what does the baby get now that they are, like, the, to my knowledge, if not the first, one of the first Burning Man babies? Isn't it like Chick-fil-A where they just give you the black card, right? Like, they have to, isn't that a tradition? You have to bestow some kind of a gift upon the parents now that they've had a baby.
I mean, they got an RV. I wouldn't want that thing back.
Obviously, they need a new one now. Have a great day. We'll see you all.
From Attorney Steve Lee Weather Center, 713 Call Lee. This is brought to you by Tacus Fiber Internet. Sunny to partly cloudy, chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon, high 93 degrees, low tonight 75 degrees, right now 77 degrees. Get on the Tacus Fiber back to school deal, 2 free months of internet and Wi-Fi plus free installation. Use code back to school with the number 2 at tachus.com/radio.
People who suffer from long-term chronic joint pain spend so much of their time acting, putting up a carefree front. It's exhausting.
I was really tired of trying to act like I wasn't in pain because I was in pain all the time.
Rick Rawlings didn't want everyone else to know that he was coping with agonizing shoulder pain 24/7.
Yes, I had to put on a face to cover up my pain.
But then Rick found QC Kinetics, offering new lasting treatments for joint pain using natural biologics. Treatments designed to restore and repair joint tissue with no drugs, no surgery, no downtime. The results were amazing.
I am very glad. It changed my life doing the QC Kinetics. Today, my shoulders feel wonderful. The cranky Rick is gone. He's not grouchy anymore.
No more acting. Feel like yourself again with a call to QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285.
QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285.
Oh, no. Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... That sound? That's...